Honey, we're on the other side now, and Davey's going to take up where he left off.
Okay. Well, Miss Goodchild chose out some girls to do this rock and roll dance, and then she's going to choose three boys from Miss Otto's class and get them to do a rock and roll dance. Every boy in art, Miss Goodchild's class chickened out. They didn't want to do it, even I. Of course, I wouldn't want to do it. Dad, we've got arithmetic at school, and there's problems like 935 plus 634, things like that. And it equals up to about... Brother, what is this?
1,569.
We've got problems like that. Well, that's all I've got to say. I love you very much, Dad, and we all miss you. Bye.
Well, honey, I'm going to let your eldest daughter talk to you now. She's ripe old age of 14. She almost croaked tonight when... Karen or Kathy, one or the other, said ma'am to her.
Oh,
go ahead.
Well,
it's on.
First off, I want to thank you for the present.
Come on, Sandy.
Why, chicken?
She doesn't act like she's 14, does she? She acts like she's about 2 years old. I'm trying to get her talk on here, and she's giggling like a little kid.
Well, first off, I want to thank you for my present. Grandmother Guest sent me $5 with David's $2, but Mom said it was open, so it might, the twins might have some money in it, too. We don't know. Mrs. Shelton gave me a bottle of perfume, a real big bottle. It smells good, like yours did. David, I suppose you heard about his coninger. It's real cute. Well, tonight I got mad at Jason, because he was goofing off, and so I hit him, and he reared like a stallion does. And so I fell off, and I hit him a couple times. And I told him that he wasn't going to get fed for 2 days, so I think he changed his mind about behaving himself. Well, I got one downslip this quarter, and that was in French, and it says... that she simply does not understand the material. So, that's that. But I've been coming in before school every morning and talking to him, and he's explaining things to me. Oh, yeah, Colette gave me this real nice purse. That was sweet of her, wasn't it? Well, Saturday is my party. And just Colette and Debbie are coming over because Mom thinks we don't have a big enough place to sleep. Well, I better be letting you go, Dad. I love you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, there, we just about had the tape finished, but I forgot to push the record button down, so it didn't record. David wants to say a few things to you, so I'll let him have it now.
Dad, it's been nice talking to you, and I've been enjoying it all the time. Mom told me to turn down the TV so that you could hear us. We haven't been using the fireplace for a long time. I wonder when we will. Mom's got two logs in there, and she's got the fireplace all cleaned out. The two logs are for decorating. That's what I thought I heard her say. And once in a while, when she burns it, she brings in wood. But she doesn't use those other logs. And I've been having a bunch of fun at school. Yesterday, at Scouts, the thing that we made for Mother smokes. Real, real good. And we put this net on it. I think it's a net. Then we wrapped around with wire. And then I cut it, and I stuck in a flower. And then I stuck some real pretty things all over the thing. And then I put some beads. We stuck some beads on. And then I sprayed this stuff on, and then I sprinkled that glitter stuff. You know, that kind of stuff that's real, real little, and it sparkles. And, well, I just, and the table of Miss Smith, Miss Smith's table was covered with that stuff. We helped clean up afterwards. And
talking to them.
Okay. And when, one time, yeah, yesterday when I was walking home from Scouts, I think it's, I can't.
Why don't you talk to the mic, David? If you want to watch television, watch
okay.
it.
Okay. Let's see.
You were walking home from Scouts yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And, well, the assistant mother said that she'd drive me home every day. Oh, I think it's Mrs. Mark, because Mike's mother is an assistant mother. I don't know Mike's last name. And I think I can send you a present, Dad, for Christmas. I hope I can. I've got $3. Mom owes me $1. I think I'm losing $1 because I had three in my billfold and something happened to two of them. So there's only one in there. Now I've got, someone sent me $2. I don't know who.
It's your grandma guest.
Oh.
I'm afraid you're going to have to close off now, honey, and let Mommy finish up the
okay.
tape because we're just about out.
I love you, Dad. Bye. We all miss you.
Oh, dear, I didn't realize they were going to be so long-winded or I could put a half-hour tape on. I bought two of them today because I couldn't find an hour one for Christmas. Went to the commissary and spent $70 and cashed a check for $50 and it's gone now and paid the stable, so that's about the end of the cash, except I do still have some left in the bank. It's a good thing you sent it because, boy, have I ever spent it. I did get Sandy's gift certificate, so that's taken care of now. Well, honey, I guess I better close this out because I don't have too much tape on it and it's getting a little short. Write soon, take care of yourself, and let us know how you're doing. I'm looking forward to getting your first tape, and I'll need those containers. Bye for now. Love and kisses. Bobby.